Maite Subia believes everyone is a prisoner of some sort. She's chosen to help those who want to overcome alcoholism, drug abuse, and the misery of life on the streets of Chile. Jane Chambers has the story.
DW.
I'm at a very special workshop with Maite. It's in full swing. You can probably hear the sounds of the woodwork going on behind us. It's a bright sunny day, we're out in a courtyard, and all around me there are men, quite elderly men. What kind of age are these people?
They are all old. In order to live here in this shelter, you have to be older than 65. They're all sweet, very sweet. They all have health issues, diabetes, alcoholism.
Some mental health issues?
Oh, many, 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 many. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are the most complicated because it's an illness that you don't see, so it's hard to treat.
That's Maite Zuria, a dynamic mother of three, who devotes much of her spare time to help out at the Hogar de Cristo refuge. She took up this volunteer work after reading an open letter by the priest Padre Pablo Walker, in which he called on Chileans to care for the homeless.
These were homeless, dying on the street because of the cold weather. They were freezing. I wanted to volunteer. I wanted to somehow give back because I have a lot. I have healthy kids and a beautiful family.
One day, Maite drove past some piled up wood waste on the sidewalk, stopped her car, and decided it was just too nice to throw away. So she put it in her car, drove it back to the Hogar de Cristo shelter, and showed it to the men there, who immediately came up with some great ideas of what to make out of the wood.
The first one said, why don't we make a guitar? And I said, oh, come on, let's start with something for the kitchen. So we started reading books, kitchen books, and we saw that you can make pretty beautiful things with these old wooden pieces. And that's how we started.
And that's how Expresso was born, Maite says. Her initiative is about working together, lifting each other up and having a purpose. By crafting thrown away wood into something beautiful, she wanted to help the men move past their drug and alcohol problems. Now Maite and her men make and sell about 5,000 kitchen boards a year. They still use recyclable materials, something like wood from old stairs. And all men earn the same no matter how much they can work.
They were all asleep. Old people, sick people, a lot of alcohol. But they taught me how to use the machines, and now we all know how to use everything.
So behind us we've got a stack of old wood.
Yes.
These are just planks of wood you might find anywhere on the streets that have been abandoned. What happens with them? Come and show me the process.
Well, first of all, we pile them here, and then Ramon gets all the nails out, and after that, we start cutting. Here is Nelson. Every day he's deciding how to cut, you know, and we have different models.
The different shapes up on the wall behind us, there are the different shaped cheese boards. Let's go somewhere a bit quieter. There's some banging over here. It's because they can't turn the machines off for too long because they only have two workshops a week and they've got to be productive. So,
after Juan, we keep on sanding until we decide it's perfect to get to your kitchen.
They've got this smooth lump of wood and now they've got chisels and they're putting some holes in so you can carry it. And also putting some designs in. And you can probably hear the hammering as the chisel goes into the wood.
So that would be Humberto, and he is the master. What is amazing about him is that, you know, Humberto has Parkinson. And he's doing a very fine job here. And he is the one who teaches the rest how to do it.
And did he have any skill before?
No,
he's just self-taught?
No, at all. He started and he kept on trying, and then now he's our teacher.
Excellent.
I used to live with my mother, but when she died, there was nowhere for me to go. I've learned so much here, to sand and polish and do the chiseling.
But you're the expert. It's something that you really enjoy.
No, nunca tanto como experto, pero le pongo un poquito de empeño.
No, I'm no expert, but I like to work hard and take my time to make sure I get it right, so that what we make is good quality.
Now, you've got Parkinson's, which is quite a difficult illness, which makes it hard to do this kind of thing.
I take my pills, which helps. It's a disease which attacks your nervous system and makes you shake. But look, I'm not shaking now, and I think doing this kind of work actually helps me. But what I really like is being here. The people are great, and my life is good.
I have a very, very dashing man sitting in front of me with a hat on. I'm hoping you'll be able to see a picture of him on Facebook because he really looks very smart. And his name is Juan. How long have you been here?
I've also been here for around 3 months. Before I got a place here, I lived on the streets and it was very tough, really cold. Sleeping rough is horrible. Often you don't even have something to cover yourself with. But that has all changed now I'm here. We're all friends and you learn so many things in this workshop. I really like it here. I can come and go as I please, and with the money I get paid, I can afford to go and have a meal somewhere. Maite is really good to us. She brings us coffee, cakes and biscuits and looks after us. We have fun here.
Once the wooden boards have been sanded and oiled, Maite takes the finished products and sells them. Her main buyers are companies and church congregations. Each board sells for around $25, and the proceeds are spent on more materials and wages. The men earn $60 a month, which is half what they get paid in a government pension.
When I first started coming here, I saw sad people. I saw a very grey space, and everybody was, you know, sad, waiting to die. And what I see now, which makes me so proud, is a very large group of friends, a community. It's not about the money that we get. It's about, you know, being good at doing things. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Maite wants to spread this sense of well-being with more workshops in other Hogar de Cristo refuge centres. And I, for one, hope she succeeds. Because after spending time at the workshop, it's plain to see what an impact she's had. The courtyard's filled with laughter and jokes, and instead of waiting to die, the men are obviously enjoying living. Jane Chambers, DW, Santiago, Chile.
This report was brought to you by DW.